But whether you live in a small apartment or a small home, maybe you have a big house or a big garden, somewhere in between, window boxes can be a fun addition to your home. Larry Mueller here, and thanks again for joining us on Garden Talk on the Ideas Network. Our next guests have written a great book about window gardening, and we'll talk to them about how to create a successful window box. On the phone from California, Ryan Benoit and Chantal Aida Gordon. Together, they founded the award-winning blog. It's called The Horticult. Ryan's an engineer, photographer, and founder of Ryan Benoit Design. Work has been featured in the New York Times. Chantal Aida Gordon is an author. She's written for the New York Style magazine, Teen Vogue, and NBC. And this is really a fun book that has some great ideas about how to put together a wonderful window box, or maybe several of them. And I know we get questions on Garden Talk every month from people wanting to know about planting in small spaces, and window boxes come up. So I hope you'll join in with your questions, comments, or maybe your experiences to share. Give a call at 800-642-1234. Send an email to ideas@wpr.org or post on our Ideas Network Facebook page. Ryan Benoit, welcome.
Hi, Larry. How's it going?
Great. And Chantal Aida Gordon, welcome to you as well.
Hi, Larry. Thank you so much for that lovely introduction.
Oh, I tell you what, I really enjoyed going through your book and looking at the photos of these wonderful window boxes. tell us about your blog, The Horticult. How did it start, and what topics do you cover?
Oh, goodness. Well, The Horticult is, we set out to do like a lifestyle blog about sort of a plant-based lifestyle, not so much about like just eating plants, but about designing with plants, loving plants, being obsessed with them, no matter what size space you're in. So we wanted to show people how to take care of your cacti, how not to kill your air plants, how to design with them, how to entertain with them. Like if you want to have friends over and you have a little herb garden, showing how to make cocktails with the sage or the rosemary that you grow.
So we really started back in 2009, so we're not even really really take an interest in plants. We're not even really, 10 years into this, and we just started becoming obsessed with plants. And,
so it just sort of evolved.
And we'd take back plant ideas back to our little backyard in La Jolla, California, out here, where we can pretty much grow anything. So we're in zone 10. Mm-hmm. Looking at your weather over there, it's rough.
Yeah, we're more like the zone 5 type, 4 type people here. But you know what? One of the cool things that you have in your book is window boxes that you put inside as well as outside.
Yeah, that was what we really love about this. When our publisher asked us to write this book, it was mostly geared towards people who live maybe in a colder climate, maybe in apartments where maybe all they have is one window,
mm-hmm.
Maybe in Brooklyn, maybe in the Midwest too, where you have to bring all your plants inside in the winter times in those cold months, and this gives you some ideas to have an actual little mini garden in your house rather than just individual containers. This gives you a chance to kind of create a little collection of plants.
And it can feel kind of like a tall order, like if you don't already have an outdoor window box that's installed on the facade of your house. If you feel like it's going to be too big of a task, then you just won't have the window box. And we want to show people that, yes, you can have a window box. You can have one inside. You can put it. If your sill is deep enough on the inside, you can rest it on your sill, or you can even make a little stand and put it on the inside of your house, like next to a window, or even outside of your house. You can rest it on your balcony railing. You can put it just in the middle of your yard. So we wanted to show how inventive you can be with this container that has a reputation for just for being so traditional. We want to show that you can put your own spin on the very classic window box.
Yeah, and they're very, the design, the photography, obviously, Ryan, you are a great photographer and designer here, and I love the look of these. I mean, they're a really nice thing to have inside a house.
Thank you, Larry. It was so much fun to shoot all these plants, and I've been shooting the plants for quite some time in the blog, and that's kind of what we always were. We'd have fun with, doing garden tours and exploring, taking photos and putting them up on our site. And really, I mean, plants, pretty much the plants really tell a plants really tell a story in photographs. So we really love how the photos came out, and just I think it really is gives people a lot of inspiration for different types of arrangements and different groups of plants.
Well, I knew I was going to enjoy the book when I opened up the contents to look at the table of contents. And unlike a traditional table of contents, you have these wonderful little drawings for each area: the sandbox, the herb garden, the danglers, as I remember, the detox box. Right away, I wonder what the heck is a detox box. I've got to look into that. And so,
we
had fun with the name.
I thought right away I'm going to enjoy this. This is a lively book. So, by the way, I want to give our listeners a chance to join in. If you have a question or comment, give a call at 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. Jason wonders, by the way, if you have any advice on good window box ideas for kids.
Oh, we shot a really cute video with Ryan's goddaughter, actually.
Yeah, we did a little mini succulent box, and that was a lot of fun. You know, succulents are very easy. You don't really have to have a large box. You can have a very small one. It's very easy to move around when you're this particular box we did with my goddaughter. We made a little mini arrangement it's a mini arrangement of what's on the cover of the book, the sunny succulents, where they need the most the brightest light, maybe a west facing window, maybe a south facing window, and it's a very good activity because it's very simple.
Wonderful. Go ahead, Chantal. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. And, you know, succulents, they're so smooth and unusual, and they come in purple, they come in blue, they come in green, of course, yellow, and they almost feel like Legos in a way. So, it's really fun, for a kid to, pick it up and, move it around, and it feels kind of sculptural and almost toy-like.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, the cover, that window box is.
Oh, that's fun. We're still growing it. that's the fun part, Larry. We're still growing a majority of these boxes. So we have them in our yards. And they're changing, and they're getting a lot of them are really filling in now. Because we worked on the book from a period of December of 16 all the way up through June, July. So a lot of them did grow in nice, but this year they're coming in even better. And for instance, the dangler box, the Hoyas, we love these plants. These are amazing plants, very easy, lower light plants, and starting to get some blooms again this year. And they're getting, the danglers are dangling down about 2 feet now, where before they were about 1 foot.
Yeah, and they're beautiful, for sure. What do you look for? Well, let's talk about outside for a minute, because it won't be long here in Wisconsin before we'll be able to do some things outside. What are some things to consider when window gardening outside? And then we'll go to inside.
I would say for outside, if you're out here where we don't get much rain, and you want a box that's going to be, that needs to, it's blooming. Say maybe our Southern Belle, which is more of a traditional, like Charleston South, Southern style box. You're going to need a lot of you need a lot of water to for the box. The plants will become wilted pretty quick if you don't give enough water. And so I would just recommend put them on drip irrigation if you can. That's probably the best method if you can get them irrigated. That's what we do out in Southern California. We have them on a drip system, but you know, just look at the plants every day, and if they're kind of sagging a little bit, they look a little sad, give them some water, and make sure you're watering so that you see the water coming out of the bottom drain holes.
And what about, let's just switch to inside for a minute, because there's there's other things to consider there. Do you guys have cats, by the way?
No, we don't.
Yeah.
That is the cats. I have two cats, and they are the bane of my plants.
Oh no!
Not toxic for them.
Your plants.
It's not that they're. Yeah, they like to jump in the plants and eat. You know, eat away on them. So it's always a challenge to set something up where the cats can't get at them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough because cats can pretty much get anywhere.
Yeah, I know. But let's talk about other things. Other than cats, what about inside for boxes?
Well, you know, especially if you're, you know, in a colder climate and you have the heat going, you have to be extra aware of how dry the heater makes your air, you know, especially if you're growing tropical plants that need humidity. It's good to be mindful that your climate isn't going to dry out your plants.
And sun is another issue for us, especially in the wintertime. Our sun, you almost need to have south-facing, you better have some good south-facing windows.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's, of course, like, that's another huge challenge of gardening indoors is, you know, do you have enough exposure to sunlight? Like you said, south-facing window for a lot of these plants is going to be the best window to put it in. We do have a lot of options for, you know, lower light interiors. You know, you can put, for example, the detox box that you mentioned. We're trying to do, you know, like a more sculptural, interesting spin on that Sansevieria snake plant that people know so well.
Yep.
Finding some really interesting species and hybrids of Sansevieria that are really unexpected, that kind of look like, you know, like the Sansevieria cylindrica that almost looks like the Emerald City in The Wizard of Oz. You would never expect that this is the snake plant that you know from your dentist's office. So that you can put in, and like that you can put in, you know, like a north-facing window if you're inside and your exposures are limited.
So it's really about, you know, picking the right plants. And when you're, another tip about indoors, especially in the winter, you're going to be water collection. So if you have a window box, you know, a little bit larger of a box, how do you collect your drainage? So we talk about putting trays below. Don't have so many, maybe have a couple of drain holes. So you can maybe put two trays below your box indoors, or, you know, water it over the sink or in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to be watering so much, especially in the winter, you're not going to be watering. That's pretty much how most people kill their plants by, too much water and not enough sunlight. So.
Yeah.
Your comment earlier, I think, was a good one, and that involved looking at the plant itself. And the plants can kind of tell you, I think, when they need water. They start to wilt a little bit, and then you know. But until then, you can leave them be.
Yes.
And you know, don't be shy about sticking your finger in the soil.
Yeah.
You know, if the soil feels compacted and super dry, like when you stick your finger a good inch to an inch and a half in there, then yeah, maybe it is time to water. But, you know, if the soil still has that like vaguely moist, kind of fluffy feel, then, you know, just let it be.
We have Chuck from Tomahawk, Wisconsin, in the northern part of our state. Chuck, hi. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say that make a comment about what to do with your garden, your window box garden, in the wintertime. In the fall, after we take all the flowers that we've had in there out. We take and cut pine boughs and put them in there and decorate them with red berries. And at Christmas time, we put lights on it. And then today, we're taking those pine boughs and that out. And when it gets warm enough, we'll start planting.
There you go. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I love that you put lights on it.
Yeah, and we put lights on ours. So we have a box called the Ice Box, which is a cold hardy box, which I think it could actually survive through in Wisconsin. So it's got boxwoods, it's got pansies, violas, and winter hardy plants. So you don't necessarily have to give up window boxing in the winter.
Yeah,
cold hardy
plants. Very
true. And in fact, we put some LED lights.
It'll shock the neighbors to see these bright purple flowers still blooming, even with a layer of snow on them in the middle of December.
Really like the options available for the little battery-powered LED lights for Christmas lights. You can put those lights on the boxwoods. That's what we did this year.
I've had a number of times I've had questions from gardeners about growing herbs inside, and you have a really nice box with oregano and thyme and sage and cilantro. I can't remember the rest. Chive, all growing together in a box, and it looks just beautiful.
Oh, that was a fun one, and we added grow lights to that one as well. A little trellis up top there. We show you how to do that.
Yeah.
Which is
like if you're not getting enough light, that grow light will kind of give you an extra kick. For your plants.
What kind of grow lights do you use? It's really, I'm open to the right page on the book, and I'm wondering about the grow lights.
So we're creating a trellis out of just stripping, out of wood stripping, and then we use just LED strip lights, and we tape them up underneath this grid trellis, and you got to make the trellis about the length of your box, and then put them on a timer because you want your plants to sleep at night. So your grow lights will come on during the, about 12, 14 hours a day. And just recommend still put it in the window because it's really difficult to replace the power of that sun, the light intensity of the sun, but they will help. The grow lights will help.
Oh, yeah, I use some grow lights on my lime tree that is now, I don't know, must have 20... some limes on it right now growing indoors, and the grow lights seem to really help in the wintertime for the lime tree, for sure. What soil do you use? What kinds of soil mixtures do you use?
So we're
throughout the book?
I was thinking in terms of the oregano and the thyme and the sage and so forth.
Well, yeah, for the herb garden box, we use 2 parts potting soil, 2 parts pumice, and 1 part compost. We love pumice for increasing the drainage in your soil because, to help with that that overwatering problem that haunts so many home gardeners.
And what's the detox box all about?
Oh, that's the twist on the sansevierias that are, your snake plants that are also common, but we mix it up with some real funky sansevierias, and they're, like we were saying, they're very, very easy, very, very easy plants. The easiest, pretty much, I think, out of all the boxes would be the detox box. And
go ahead, Chantel.
Oh, and I was going to say the reason why we call it the detox box, I mean, the word detox gets thrown around so much, and it's usually not backed up by a lot of science, but in this case, NASA did a clean air study, and that study showed that certain plants, including snake plants, can remove benzene, formaldehyde, toluene, and other toxins from your surroundings, from the room that the plant is growing in. So it's wonderfully, visually, it's a really stimulating box to look at, and it's a really fun box to have, almost as a sculpture in your house.
Yeah.
It also improves the health of your environment.
Well, it's a it's a striking box. I tell you, the you have so many good ideas. I like the ice box too.
Oh yeah, that just keeps the color throughout the year through the winter. That's a fun one. I brought in the pansies again this year and the violas, but I think when those fade, when it gets a little bit too hot out here for the pansies and violas, going to bring in some nasturtium this time around, and that'll be a trailing plant to kind of fall over the edge of the box.
Well, I like the look of that, and to have those plants growing in your house in wintertime would be wonderful.
Yes, definitely. Still need a bunch of light, though. I guess that's what we're all.
No.
We need, but you know, these boxes are about all 4 feet long. So we imagine people, if they pick up this book, it's a lot about inspiration and getting maybe picking up a box a little bit shorter and just maybe picking a few of these plants, maybe trying some different ones that are freeze hardy, and just kind of exploring. We've seen a lot of people on Instagram already. Designing boxes, coming up with arrangements, and when you tag the box, hashtag how to window box, we're definitely going to see it, and we're going to definitely going to comment on it, because we love kind of seeing how everyone's interpreting these.
You have a wonderful book here, and I want to thank you both so much for taking time to be with us today on this edition of Garden Talk. Ryan Benoit, Chantal, Aida Gordon, their book is called How to Window Box Small Space Plants to Grow Indoors or Out. And you're going to get a lot of inspiration, I can tell you that, from their book. Thank you again for being with us. And thank you for listening in today. Join us on Monday when we turn our attention to computers with Peter Green. Again, stay with us. Lots in store.